from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Carried a make TV tour touting Iran nuke deal. In a series of high-profile television appearances today, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will address the American public for the first time since signing off on an Iranian nuclear deal last week. The accord followed months of intense negotiations between Iran and six world powers to limit Tehran's atomic program to civilian use. But some Republican politicians and presidential hopefuls have slammed the agreement and have promised to derail it in a possible congressional vote. President Barack Obama promised to veto any congressional attempt to kill the initiative. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari today begins a four-day visit to Washington, where he will hold talks with President Obama. The threat posed by Islamist extremist group Boko Haram is expected to top the agenda when Mr. Obama welcomes the Nigerian leader to the White House on Monday. The U.S. is seeking to expand assistance to Nigeria in fighting the militants who have intensified their attacks since Mr. Buhari took office in May. British Prime Minister David Cameron says his country needs to take a greater role in destroying the Islamic State group in Syria. Appearing today on the NBC News program Meet the Press, Mr. Cameron said, "We know that we have to defeat ISIL. We have to destroy this caliphate, whether it is in Iraq or in Syria. That is a key part of defeating this terrorist scourge that we face," he said. Britain's military said last week its forces have conducted airstrikes on Syria when embedded with coalition forces. Britain has been providing surveillance and air-to-air refueling over Syria and launching attacks on Iraq as part of the international coalition fighting Islamic State's terrorists. You're listening to VOA News. Officials say a series of blasts today rocked a Gaza district, wounding two people and destroying at least five cars belonging to Hamas and Islamic Jihad militants. Authorities say the explosions targeted the Sheikh Radwan neighborhood, a Hamas stronghold. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. However, pictures at the scene of one of the blasts showed the Islamic State group's flag painted on a wall. The blasts come amid a power struggle between Hamas and Islamist extremist groups in Gaza. Nairobi's Westgate shopping mall, the scene of a brutal al-Shabaab siege that left 67 people dead in September 2013, has reopened after months of renovations. Lenny Ruvaga reports many Kenyans still bear physical and psychological scars from the attack, but most are happy to see the mall back in business.
Fred Ogundo survived the Westgate attack. He managed to escape from the mall, barely making it out alive, though three of his colleagues were killed. With the mall's reopening, Ogundo sees an opportunity for others to earn an income.
Remember, that is where we used to work. And when it was brought down, it's like our food on the table was also brought down. So we are very happy.
Kenya remains on high alert as the two-year anniversary approaches. Lenny Ruvaga for VOA News, Nairobi, Kenya.
The United States and Cuba are set to reach a milestone in diplomatic relations Monday. The two countries will formally reopen their embassies. In May, as an outward sign of how relations had thawed, President Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro greeted each other with handshakes at the summit of the Americas in Panama. Earlier this month, President Obama said the move to reestablish ties was long overdue.
When the United States shuttered our embassy in 1961, I don't think anyone expected that it would be more than half a century before it reopened.
Even though relations between Havana and Washington are improving, U.S. officials have vowed to continue to raise questions about Cuba's human rights record as well as other areas of concern. Mexican federal police officials say seven people are under arrest on suspicion of aiding the jailbreak of drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. Since Guzman escaped several days ago, officials have been questioning more than 30 prison guards and officials. Governors in at least six U.S. states have authorized the arming of personnel at National Guard facilities following Thursday's deadly attacks in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The governors of Arkansas, Florida, Indiana, Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Texas issued the orders as security at recruiting centers comes under increasing scrutiny in the wake of the shootings. The Florida governor all relocated his National Guard recruiters. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.